USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Labor Department reported Thursday filings for U.S. unemployment insurance fell slightly last week. Initial job claims decreased by 4,000 to a seasonally adjusted 222,000. Weekly claims have hovered close to their 2019 average of 218,000 since early September. Republicans will flip control of the U.S. House of Representatives after 4 years. Republican wins in California and New York Wednesday from the midterm elections helped the party clinch the 218 seats needed for a House majority. Projected Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy.
The American people have a say in their government. And this new Republican leadership team is ready to get to work to put America back on the right track. It was our commitment to America that we create an economy that is strong, a nation that is safe, a future that is built on freedom, and a government that is accountable. And that's exactly what we'll do.
The number two donor to the Democrat Party, Sam Bankman-Fried, was the man in charge when FTX cryptocurrency failed and filed for bankruptcy, costing the American investors billions of dollars. With the help of celebrities like Tom Brady, his ex-wife, NBA players, and Hollywood, California elitists. Extradition for Bankman-Fried in the Bahamas is being considered. Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren and Sam's father drafted legislation on cryptocurrency regulation in the United States. Representative Democrat Maxine Waters dodged a Fox News question asking Democrats to give back their donations from their money man.
Well, I don't want to get into that. As a matter of fact, both sides, Democrats and Republicans, have received donations.
Thursday Night Football tonight on Prime Video, Green Bay will host Tennessee. Temperatures will be freezing and snow is projected. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Your double shot latte foam toothpick picture on top coffee may take a little more time to acquire Thursday. Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau explains.
More than 2,000 Starbucks workers at more than 100 locations are planning a one-day strike Thursday. The union that's been organizing stores for the past year says the strike is a protest against what it calls retaliation against union supporters nationwide and the company's alleged refusal to bargain with the union. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Senate Minority Leader is focused on the runoff senatorial election in Georgia in a few weeks. Tony Maruso from the Gulf Coast Bureau has more.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he thinks the upcoming Senate runoff in Georgia will give voters another chance to, quote, get it right. On Wednesday, Senator McConnell reiterated his assessment that Republicans underperformed among independents and moderate voters because of too much chaos and negativity leading up to the midterms. But now he sees Georgia's Senate race between Herschel Walker and incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock as a chance at redemption.
All of a sudden, I'm a fan of the runoff. We've got another chance to get it right. And that's job one for us, 50 is better than 49, and we're going to give it everything we got.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.